has humble beginnings. He comes from impoverished family, as poor family in the Central Anatolian. He's a member of Alevi sect, which is historically persecuted in Turkey and going back to Ottoman times. He's just a career broker. Luck worked in his favor, but in the same time, he also worked a lot as well. He was making a lot of buzz by revealing corruption dossiers about the senior Justice and Development Party officials, and it just gave him a lot of platform. He was able to establish this diverse coalition of people who oppose Erdogan, who wouldn't get together, come together to oppose Erdogan. He succeeded to get them together and establish a platform. And that's why he's a danger to Erdogan group. They're going to change to transform Turkey back to a parliamentary system. That's the main the campaign message that Kılıçdaroğlu is sending. He wants a European-style, you know, democracy, which you know, you have check and balances in place. You have, you know, the journalists and media freely campaigning and reporting what's going on. That's he means actually. That's really pretty basic democratic understanding that everyone has.